You're holding off Lama Beis Amud Aleph. You're going to middle of the Shaila where the Mishnah says that the Benois Kusim, the Abeloch need this Merisosim. These Benois Kusim, daughters of Kusim, even the one day old, as if the girls have a need. So question, what was the case talking about? If they see real dam, then even by us also. His Benois Kusim, Kusim is like a Jew, they were Gary Memes, just they weren't Makamba the Torah Shabbat there. So if they really see so. So what came out last terrace was Midastam. We don't know if they saw or not. And the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Sheet to Rabbi Meir Chashim Lemiyuta. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir, the Tanya is learned like this. Katan uktana. You have a boy or a young girl, Katan uktana. And what there is in the case where the husband died, the brother dies, and the mitzvah is Yibum. So Rabbi Meir Sheet is Loi Chotzim Loi Miyavim. That Katan uktana, they cannot make chalitz and they cannot make Yibum. Different Rabbi Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. Omru lois achom sabat v'ramet Rabbi Meir. Yofu amata shein chotzen. It's very good what he's saying, that he cannot make a chalitza. And let's say the brother that's alive now is a katan, or else let's say the brother that died, if his wife is a katana. So either way, he cannot make chalitza. Why? Ish k'siva parashin, the aloch of chalitza, says an ish, means you have to have a gadol. Hey, is the brother that's alive now that wants to make chalitza, he has to be a gadol. And also, makshim ishalish make a hekesh ishalish. So here says, good way can make chalitza, because for makshim ishalish, that the ishos has to be gedolah. So if either one of the two is a katan or a katana, there's no mitzvah chalitza, that's good. But in my time, what's the reason why you say, ain't me up, not can you say there's no mitzvah yidden over here? So, omalehem, so the mayor says back like this, katan shema yimta saris. If the brother that's alive now is a katan, we have to be afraid maybe he's a kid that can't have children, he's a saras. And then there's no mitzvah yibum. The whole mitzvah yibum is lachem shame to have children. So if you're a saras, there's no mitzvah yibum, and then you're living with your brother's wife, that's an avera. Or else katana, the same thing, if the wife is a katana, shem matim salamis, maybe she'll also be a lady that can't have children. And if such he says, Shem Kotan Shem Yim Tsaris and Katana Shem Tim Saranis. Vinimtsu Poigim Biyev or Shleba Mokha Mitzvah. Comes out then that they're living with the brother's wife, Shleba Mokha Mitzvah. There's only a head to live with your brother's wife, the Mokha Yibum. So that's why Rameya says that a Kotan and a Katana cannot make Yibum. For Rabban and Rabban say no. Zil Basa Ruba, Gold Basa, the majority of Katanim. Zil Basa Ruba, the Katanim. For Rav Katanim loves Risim, and Rav Katanim are not a Saris. And Zil Basa Ruba the Katanis, for Rav Katanis love Ailmas Ninu. And Rav Katanis are not Ailmas Ninu. So you go Basa Rav. So that's the Rabban, that's what we hold. Without afraid to say maybe they were Saris, maybe no, because you have a right to go Basa Rav. It comes out later, so later they'll give a get, whatever it is. But right now you have a right to be Samechan Rav. So here, so. But when Mei holds no, you have to be chashin lemiyuta. So that's when Mei is shit. You have to be afraid for the miyut that we don't let a cut and make yibum because maybe it's going to be a saras. So maybe our mishnah also goes according to Mei that you chashin for the miyut. So we're afraid maybe these kids, these one or two, babies, these b'neis kusim, maybe they really need us. So Morris says, no, Eimah, the Shamal of Ramei, when we hear from Ramei, he's Machmi, goes to Chumram, Miyuta, the Shriach, and Miyut, it happens. Like here, a Kotin, there are people that are Sarisim, it happens. Ava Miyuta, the Shriach, Mishamat, but the Chur, to hear a baby 1 or 2 days old, that she becomes a Nidah, you never hear of a case like that. So why should Ramei be Chashim Lemiyuta? So Morris says, no, Honam Miyuta, the Shriach, this also happens sometimes. It's the Miyut, the Shriach. The Tani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Yosi says, Maisa b'yein bull happened, the story in a place called Ein Bull is in Eretz Yisrael. V'yetfilu koidem l'ima, that they were toivul the kid before the mother. Mashma, she gave birth to a girl, so the mother is tummy for 14 days. Mashma, this baby, after 1 or 2 days, she saw Nida, and she would have to be toivul the 7th day. So you see what should happen, that a girl saw Nida's. Yeah. And the Yomer Rebbe said another case, the Maisa was having a Beis Yorim. V'etfilu koidim lima, another similar case. Beisham was also known as Yisrael. That they were told the kid before the mother, to see it can happen that the kid sees nidus, even though the baby is 1 or 2 days old. And the Yomer Rabbi Yosef, a third Maisa, that Maisa but Pumbadisa. Pumbadisa, that's in Bobo, that's outside of Yisrael. That, or same thing, v'etfilu koidim lima, that also the kid, the baby, saw dam nidus, and they were told her, she became told before the mother. Samar says, Bishleima, the Rebbe Yeister, the Rebbe Mishim Trum Eretz Yisrael. Those two places were in Eretz Yisrael, so it's good while we have to be Tovrol, the baby, in order that she should not be Metama, the Truma. Even though we don't give a Truma to eat, but if the baby is Tame, she may touch the Truma, so we want to make sure the baby becomes Tame. Ela, the Rebbe Yosef, his mice was in Pompadisum, Lomeli, for what purpose do you have to be Tovrol the baby? Vomar Shmuel ain't Trumas Chutzla Tasura. That Pumpadisa, that's in Bavel, there's no Truma Midiraisa. It's only Truma Chutzlaret, it's Midirabonon only. And Shmuel says the Truma of Chutzlaret, it's not Asura, Labimisha, Tumi Yetzim Egufay. It's only Yosu to a person that, like a Nidor, or a Zav, or a Zav, the Truma came out of his body. But even so, Vahani Midu, when was it said? Piachila. That this Nidor, the Zav, she cannot eat the Truma. Ava Benegia Lev, if they just touch the Truma, there's nothing wrong with it. So this girl here, 1 week old, 2 weeks old, she's not going to eat the truma. So what's the problem? She may touch it. But truma's chutzlaret, we don't care if a nida touches it. So for what purpose do we have to put her into the mikveh for? So Meron says, I'm a mazut will integral l'soicha shemen shal truma. If the father, let's say, was a kohen, and he has truma in his house, and he wants to shmir the shemen of truma on her body, l'soicha shemen shal truma. The Tanya would learn like this. Pesik says, Lo yichalalu es kotshe b'nei Yisrael, ashe yirimu l'Hashem. You should not be mekadesh, you should be mechalal, the truma of ashe yirimu l'Hashem. So the Dasha went, L'rabba says hasach. Remarab here, hasach, there's somebody shmiyas truma. L'rabba says hasach. V'yes hasheisa, somebody drinks truma. So the question is, Shaisa, normally we need a special pasuk for Shtiyah v'chalachil, that's treat all over. Just like it's also teat truma, a zar can eat truma, or if you tell me can eat truma, so Pshiti can't drink. Drinking is like eating. Elo the Gemara says, the rabbi says, Sasach k'shaisa. Means to say that if you shmir, you rub oil on you, it's the same thing like you're drinking it. So therefore, if you're tome, the same way you can't eat the truma, the same way you can't shmir, rub the truma on your body, so that's not coming here. This 1 week old baby, you want to rub her with oil of truma. So therefore, if she was a nida, there was needed to make a tor in order that you'd be able to rub her with the shemen. The boysim, if you want to say from the Yochav, in this pasuk, it says, "Batova kemayim bekirba kashem liyatz myself," that the water went inside them just like oil on the bodies. So mashmuat that rubbing yourself with oil is the same malacha like drinking. So if by truma, if you tome the same way you can't drink truma, you won't be able to shmir to rub yourself with truma. For the Gemara, that's pshat na mishnah that goes to Korach Rabbi Meir. That with chashinin, maybe they attack the sodam. That's why the benois kusim anidas Mary Saison. For the Gemara Yochiv said the danami. So any Jewish girl should have the same halacha. Let's be afraid also. Maybe the girl sodam, and she must also have a halacha of anida. Unless we know for sure she went to the mikvah. But minastam, why isn't every Jewish girl then a tummy? Samar says no. Anan us a regular Jew didashin isha v'isha vidashin yekshu vav v'isha. To say what, that even a katan, if she sees dam nida, she's tamei. Therefore, v'chichazian, if we see that our little girls have nidas, is mafreshlu. We takapo, we separate them, we make sure they don't touch the truma. And we separate them. Therefore, the girls of the rabban do not have to make an exerit to say that minastam, our daughters are tamei. But inu, these b'nais kusim, the people that are kusim, to lay dasha, they don't make this drasha, isha v'isha. They don't dasha next year, vav v'isha. And so they don't hold taka that a ketana has tumas nida. Therefore, b'chichazion, even if their daughters would see dam, lemafreshu, they don't separate them. They don't like make them go to the mikvah. And so therefore, goes to the rabbon, and that's why the rabbon made exera. That's Shana Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that we're chashim lemiyuto, and therefore since by the kusim they don't put them into the mikvah, so we have to be afraid minastam that maybe they did see nidus, and therefore minastam b'nes kusim atame. The other one says, what kind of drush was this? My Isha the Isha. The Tanya will learn like this. Isha. Pesach says Isha. So Rashi says, the Isha ki siya zava. And that's talking about a nida, this Pesach. So it says, nida mishnah, says, kura dosiv, shivas yom tia binidasa. So now, ain liya li Isha, only may be gedola. When she's 12 years old, then if she sees nida, then she's tamei. Tinoikas das yamechu nida minayin. I'm going to say even a girl 1 year old, 1 day old. Also, if nidus comes out, she's tamei. Tamarama says an extra verb of the isha. So Alma, what do we see? Kimar bikura basi yamechad marbi. The woman marbi from this extra verb of the isha, even a girl 1 day old, has tumas nidus. So Mor says it. Mor says Ramino, I have a question. It says Isha ein liyel Isha tinoikas bas gimushen v'yemechad. This halacha that a boil nida has tumor also. So what's called a boil nida? Only if she's 3 years old, that's called a nidus. So Rashi said this talking about Libya, Shematama Bibiya, Odam Migzeras Akosta Virsiv and Dipitoma, Lemishunagash Zerum. Is it the Isha lives with a man, so the Isha becomes Tame. So it's a Russia that not only she's a Gedolah, the girl, but even if she's 3 years old, Isha Vadashan Tinoikas Paskim Shonim Vyomechod Libya Minahena Din Bia on a girl 3 years old, Tamulaima Vi Isha. So here we see with Dashim from the word V'isha that she has to be 3 years old. And that's a lochah from Bia. A girl less than three, it's not called a Bia. When she's 3 years old, that's called a Bia. And therefore, that's a lochah. A man lives with a girl, so the lady, she becomes Tamei. So Moran says, Omar Rav Hichasinah. Tell you, these are really halachah l'meshim esinahis. The achs mechinu rabbon akros. Only an asmachta from the posik. So really it means that Rashi says only one's an asmachta and one's really a drasha. So Mor says, "Hi, Krov, hi, Yochasa. Which one is the Vidashu from the Pasik, and which was only Halachah Moshe Mitzinai? You know, if you want to tell me, Basti Yemech Yochasa, that the first Halachah that a girl 1 day old, if she sees Nida, she's Tamei. That's only Halachah Moshe Mitzinai. But rather, Vidashu from the Pasik alone, it's only Mashma 3 years old, and therefore Bash Sholishan of Yemechud Krov. That's the Mashmos from the Pasik that at less than three, it's not called a Bia." So Mor says, "Why?" Cross stomach save. The Pasuk says down the Isha. So Manashach, once you say less than a bas mitzvah, once you're less than 12 years old, so what's the difference between 3 and 1 day old? It should be 1 day old also. It makes sense like this. Bas gimushan of yemechad hilkasa. That's takalachal Moshe Mitzinai. That if a man has a bia with a girl, she is less than 3 years old, that's not called a bia. It has no alach of a bia. That's alachal Moshe Mitzinai. She has to be at least 3 years old. But bas yemechad kro. That we say by Anida, if she's 1 day old, she becomes Tamei, that's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'isha, mashma anything, any Isha, even a 1 day old baby, that also has Tumas Nida. The other one says, Miyachad Yuchasa, once you tell me now that it's Halacha, that there's Halacha V'biya, that she's 3 years old, is so crumblingly, why do I have to have a Pasuk altogether? There's an extra Pasuk V'isha in this Pasha of V'biya. So what do I need the extra Pasuk for? So Moshe says, I'll tell you, Lamute Ish Meyadim. It's coming to teach us that a man has no tum of red. And we'll soon see there are two ways. First off, a man sees blood out of his aver, he doesn't become tamei. And then Rashi says also, who identifies sees zera? When the zera comes out of him, but it's red zera, not white, like normal, also he's not tamei. That's just mita krom. And the mute ish meyadim. Only an isha has tumah when red comes out of her, not by a man. That is what it says. But all the time of that we learned, isha, only ela isha, that an Isha has Tumas Zava, when she sees 3 days in a row, after Hanidus. Bas Yud Yomim Lezivim, I don't know a girl 10 days old, that she could become a Zava. Now let's say when she was 1 day old, she saw Dam, so she became a Nida. So the next 7 days she's Tamei, and then after the 7 days, after Nidus, then she sees 3 days in a row, Zava. So at 10 days old, how do we know to say she can have a Tumas Zava on her? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'isha, says an extra Vav. So there's another person to say that Zavus also applies to a Katana. So that's the question, what do we need to be looking for? Normally, what do we need a special plastic that Zav applies to a 10-day-old baby? Ligma Menida, let's learn out from Nida. Just like Nida applies to 1-day-old, so I didn't Zav also. So Mor says, no, this I couldn't learn out one from the other. So I need these both Sukkim. Because the cause of Achamana Benida, what just you said by Nida, haven't been able to say, Nida Mishon Dechichaz Yechad Yoyme Boil Mace of Zion. When a Nida the first time, like, when she sees 1 day Dam, she's Tommy for 7 days. Avuzova. But after the 7 days goes by, now she sees Dam 1 day, Avuzova. The Yechaz Dechad Yoyme, if she only sees 1 day, the Locher is, Bishemeris Yom Kenegad Yom Sagala. She only has to watch that 1 day, that's all. She has to watch the 1 day, that's all. If she doesn't see the next day, she's tore. But she doesn't have to wait for 7 days if she only sees once. Same with Tzricha, maybe I would say that she doesn't have Tumah Zava when she's only 10 days old. So Mor says, no, V'lichta Rachmona B'Zerzal, let's tell you just like B'Zava, V'lichta Rachmona B'Zava, so you're boy, I don't need you anymore. The Torah just writes by Zobra that she has to mezav when she's 10 days old. And Peshitta, I know, will need her also ask when she's 1 day old. For no Yadana, the Yain Zobra, blame Nida, that you can't have two mezav unless first she was an Ida. So Mr. Shurei Nechonam, you're talking right. The Torah just should have written by the Pasha of Zobram that applies even to a 10 day old baby. And then I would know that she sees Dam 1 day old, she's telling me. V'yela krolam, the one in the extra pasuk for v'isha is lamute ish meyodim, the teacher that a man has no tumor red coming out of his body. So that's the question. I hear miyato. We had that miyato from before. So Moshe says true. There are two miyutim by man. Miyato chad is imna. So Moshe says true. Chad lamute meshich v'zera. Let's say the shich v'zera comes out of a man if it's red. It's not white, but it's red. That's the miyato. He's not tamei. V'chad lamute midam. Let's say dam comes out of his aver. As another mitzvah to say, also is Torah, it is only tamei if it comes out white and not if it comes out red. Red is not tamei by a man. That's why he had these two psukim. The chayim must have tzchorim. The same drushes is by a male also, by a boy. The ten run like this: ish ish by a man that says a pasha where shich vazara comes out is tamei. Matam loim ish ish a double rush. And the rabbis tinik b'yem ben yomechad shum atame bezivah. If a zav comes out from a zera comes out from his tummy, even though he's only 1 day old. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan, Brukelaymer, and Tzachar, only the pasuk for this, a special pasuk to say ish ish, that there's tumas keri, or tumas zava by a tinnik. Harei Yom, the pasuk says like this, la zocho v'lana keva. He dashes la zocho, kol shu zocho, any type of a zocho. Ben shu god or ben shu cotton, as a baby or a grown up. He has tumas keri, tumas zava. Zav ulana kevit says also the same thing. Kol shinik, any type of a girl. Being a girl, which is a grown up or a baby. Both ways, you have this tumas zava. In kevit, something where it says, mat tamar, when you're the pasuk for ish ish over here, his he holds, deep return of Kleshon b'yotin, Torah speaks normal the way b'yotin talk. So, Amma, what do we see? Ki marbi krua ben yonechud marbi. And the pasuk is marbam, that even a 1 day old baby, but also has tumas zant, tumas keri. For the moment, we have a question. It says ish in the parasha. Eilu yel ish, this is by Yabiyah, if a man lives with an isha. Is ben tisha shana v'yamechim, and I have to say that 9 year old boy also has this tumor. Well, she says it's going on. Here, but the ish of Yamechim Natamalim Ish, Yamechim, Ben Tishim Shon Yamechim Natamalim Sen the Ish. But Omar Rava, Hilchasininu. Again, yes, Mechinu Rabbon Akroat, Talach Lomash Messinai. But the Mahai Hilchasav I Kroilay, Meben Yamechim Hilchaso, or Ben Teshon of Yamechim Krom, Cross Domic Sivis, test on the Possig. Once you marry, you marry even a 1 day old baby also. Eli Rabbah says, Ben Tishim Shon of Yamechim Natsilchaso. That's Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. Or Ben Yomechud Kroa, that's only that, that's the Pasuk. So Moshe says, V'chimiyachad Yuchasa, Hai Kroa Lomali, once they have the Allah, what is the Pasuk for? So Moshe says, Lemute Isha Miloy Dapis way around. Lemute Isha Milubin. That when Isha sees white blood come out of her, that she's torn. What Yuchasa means, but Ben Tisha means, that's when his bee is called a bee. So if he lives with a lady then, that's when he gives the lady tumor, that's called a bia, that's what gives her tumor also. So kids, so the halacha is, 9 years old is called a bia, less than that is not called a bia. And the kroy is, that the ish has this tumor, when he's 1 day old, if zera comes out of him, he'll become tumor, even though he's only 1 day old. Now the Gemara says, What do you have to have two psukim for? To say that a zocher has tumor 1 day old, and in the cave has a tumor 1 day old. Tzricha. Because rechmona bischorim, mishum demetama b'rias kabiyomim. A man has a more chomadika tumor than an isha. By a man, if he sees 3 times in a row, even in 1 day, becomes a tumor zav. Av in the cave is demetama b'rias kabiyomim, but an isha, she does not become tumor if she sees 3 times in 1 day. She has to see 3 days in a row. She has to see separate days. So, maybe there's no chiddush that said that they become tummy 1 day old. So, Kamash one, yes, even Elisha also was tummy 1 day old. Let's just have the pasuk by the kaver. No. Because, Rachamon, the kaver is, Mishum the kumatame beyonis. Because by the kaver, she has tummy even beyonis. And the kaver, even though she jumps or eats a lot, and that makes her see zava, still she's tummy. Avos Chorim by men is not that way. Le Matam Beonis of a man only has to mezav if he wasn't Beonis. Means he didn't eat that much, he didn't jump, he wasn't sick. There are seven ways to check out a person to make sure he has tumah zav. El Maloy, maybe he does not have a tumah when he's one day old, is tzricha. That's why I need both psukim to say, both a man, both a boy, one day old, and both a girl, also one day old, they have tumah. Whether the dam comes out the isha, or zav, or keli comes out from a man, they're tumah. Then the Mishnah says that hakusim is metam mishkav tachtan kelyim. By this kusi, we say what? That they are usually bolonidis. They live with the wives when the wives are tamei, and therefore they have the locha, the metamir, mishkav tacht, what's underneath them, kelyon shalzav. That's what the Mishnah says. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean to say? My mishkav tacht and kelyon. What do you mean to say? What's underneath them is like the top of a zav. Elaine, if you want to tell me, the iku yud matzois, if there are 10 sheets, let's say, the yosav alayu, and this man sits on top of them, Metamalu is metamalu 10. The chub shita, why not? The doroslu. The man now, he's lying on top of them. He's doros. That's regular Thomas Mishkov. Shita that's tummy. Ella means like this. She yehe tachtoine shaboyle nido. That means a man that lives with a nido. So the Torah says that man also is tummy like a nido. So the boyle nido, the man that lives with a nido, he's tummy is what's underneath him. Whatever, like, whatever he's lying on top of has the same malocha kel yoni shazav. What's on top of a zav? What does that mean to say? That ma'el yonish zav, just like what's on top of a zav, a person that's a zav, if he's wearing something, something's on top of him, ema metam el eichlu namashkin, whatever's on top of the zav does not become like a real lava tumor, it's what's on top of him only has a tumor that's metam el eichlu namashkin, that's all. Is av tachtoim the same thing, shabu nida, a person that lives with the nida, he's tummy, if he now sleeps on top of a bed, so that bed becomes tamei, but ain't a metamei loichon amashkin. Alone be metamei loichon amashkin. That's all. It won't be metamei. Doesn't become like an avatuma. A regular zav, his mishkav, he sleeps on a bed. The bed is an avatuma. It's metamei odin lekelim. That's the chiddush of this burla need is not that way. That his tachtam, whatever he sleeps on, it only becomes tamei enough. It'll be metamei mashkin loichon and nothing more. The other one says, how do we know this? El Yonish Shazav Mino, how do we know to say the first part? That what's on top of the Zav, the El Yonish Shazav, it's only Mitama that thing, to Mitama Eichlin and Mashkin, but not our person. The Yachsiv, because the Pesach says like this, the Chol HaNageya, whoever touches, the Chol HaShia Tachtov, is Yitma. Whoever touches whatever underneath the Zav, is Yitma becomes Tommy. The question is now, my Tachtov, what does it mean underneath him? Here, Tachtov Lam Gimel here. Elaine, if you want to tell me tacht of the zav, what's underneath the zav itself, Samura says, may the ish ashiyiga be mishkav in afkot. It's not a pasuk of that. That anybody who touches the mishkav of a zav, that means the bed of a zav, that he becomes tummy. Elaine, this first part of the pasuk means like this. Elahanageya bechol ashiyiha zav tachtov. If you touch anything, that the zav is underneath it. Meaning to say, omani, what is that? El yonish zav. Whatever's on top of the zav, let's say the zav is wearing a hat, is wearing a shirt, so the beggar that's on top of the zav, that beggar becomes tummy. But the pasuk is nitprei hakosiv mitumah chamurei, the Torah takes it away from the chomadikatumah of a real avatumah, the avilu de tumakala, and only brings down to a simple tumah. Learn well to tell us, shein imetana loichon amashkin, that shirt now, or that hat that's on top of the zav, if it touches another person, that person is tall. It only has a cleft in metam or echlin amashkin. So that's this pasuk that for chol hanageya shiyia tacht of yitma. So yitma is like a nitik. It's not that strong the tumah. It's only a simple tumah that what's on top of the zav only has a cleft of tumah to metam or echlin amashkin, but not to the metam or person. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that this man that's boiled in nida, whatever he sleeps on, he's like bed, is not a real avatumah, and only has the same type of the tumah like the Yonya Shazav, that now that bed will only be metama eichlin and mashkin, but not a person. So verses maybe know, how do you know this? Anyway, why don't I say that the nitku akosu mitumah chamura, maybe that's what the Torah says, the type of the zav is yitmo, a special type of the tumah, it's not so strong, maybe it's only not so strong the way metama or the metama the godim. Like this, a regular zav, a mishkav zav, if a person touches the bed, so then even the clothing the person is wearing also becomes tamei. So maybe here it's not that strong. It's not matam, but the person to matam is begodim. Aval odim by the godim atame. But maybe if a man alone touches the half of the zav, or if his clothing alone touches the half of the zav, maybe they do become tamim. How do you know to say it's only mitama uchlin a mashkin and not even an odim by himself? On the cross, the pasuk says no yitma, an expression of yitma by taking away the tumma yitma, which is mashma tumma kala mashma. It's only a simple tumma. Meaning only a tumma that can mitama uchlin a mashkin and that will be mitama a person. So that's the din of El Yonah Shalzav. Now, how do we know the din of the Mishnah of the Tachtonah Shabbola Lidim Minolin? That's what our Mishnah is saying now. That this Kusi that lives with his wife when she's an Edom, so his halacha is that was underneath him, his bed, only has a tumma to Matama Oichlan Amashkin, like the Yonah Shalzav, nothing more. So how do we know this from Minolin? But the Tanya will learn like this. It says, V'tihi Nidosa Olof. If a man lives with a nida, so the chiddush is that the man now has tumas nida upon him. Yoch, I would have thought to say yalla le raglo. And let's say your wife now is in the fifth day; she's a nida, so she's only going to be tummy for another 2 days. So if the husband lives with her now, maybe he'll also only be tummy for another 2 days. That's all. Talmud, the pasuk says no yitmo zayim yamin. Says that the man, when you live with a nida, you become tummy now for 7 days. If so, was the pasuk have to say matam leima who teheni dosa olov? When the pasuk said the nida should be on top of you, when did this pasuk for teheni dosa olov? It's mostly like this. Sheyochol. Otherwise, I would have thought like this. Sheyochol la yitma odom uklicheres. Maybe he'll not be matam anodom uklicheres. Tam leima says no, but teheni dosa olov. That the man that lives with the nida, he has that type of a tumor also. That he's tumming like an avatum if he touches another, if he touches a klichevus to be metamadan. Now, he knows mahi, just like she the nida, metam other the klichevus, if she touches a person, if she touches the klichevus, they become tummy, she's an avatumma. Is that the same thing applies to her? This man that lives with the nida has the same halacha now. After also, metam other the klichevus, the boy the nida has a halacha like an avatumma, that if he touches a man, if he touches a klichevus, they become tummy. That's the pasuk of Teheni Dosa Lov, that this man that lives with a nida, mamash has tumma like a nida. So Mara says, Imahi, just like she, I would have thought to say, just like the nida herself, Oisa Mishka V'moshav, that when she sleeps or sits on a bed or on a chair, she makes that Mishka V'moshav with Tam Odom and Tam Begodim, that her Mishka V'moshav is mamash like a nafa tumma, that if a man touches it, he becomes tummy or kalim. Afu, maybe the same thing the man that lives with the nida. Also now, when he sits on a bed, he makes the bed into an avatumra, that now can matam a person. I would have thought to say, Afu also is brother nida. Maybe he's also oisa mishka v'moshav, he also makes his bed or his sitting. Litam yodin tam v'godim, he also makes them into an avatumra, to matam a person to come to matam v'godim. Maybe. Tam lema, that's the pasuk says, no. It says like by the nida, any mishka she shits on, or by the man, it's a best by the man. Chol mishka vashiyish yishkav olav yitma. Says an extra word yitma. Shein tamla don't to say this. Chol mishka vashiyishkav olav yitma. Hamat tamla chol mishka asher. What's the extra pasuk that said that this man now, any mishka he sits on, it's yitma. The next word yitma teaches us that nitkay hakosa, the Torah takes it away. Mituma chamura, that the man now, when he sits on a bed, it's not as chomer as when the isha sits on the bed. The avio de tuma kala really brings down to tuma kala, to an easier tuma. Lemna comes to teach us like this: sheima mitam elochin amashkin. That this brother needed this man when he sits on a bed now, lies on a bed, he only makes that bed into a tuma enough that when that bed now will touch come in contact with oichlin amashkin, they will become tamei. It's like a rishon of tuma. But not really like an avatumma. So that's the psukim here. So that's pshana mishnah that is born a nida as a locha like the yonei shazav. Nothing more says. Porok Rav Achoy asked the question. Eima, why don't I say better? Nitko yakosu mituma chamur. True, the Torah takes away a little bit this tumma of a born a nida, his mishka v'moshav. It's not so chamur. The Yavil brings it down, to tumma kala. What does that mean to say to Makalo? That the litma odom, the tmuya begotten, maybe just doesn't go so far that if a man wearing clothing touches that mishkav, then not him and the clothing should become tamei. Maybe so far it doesn't go. Because by regular need, it goes that far. Avo maybe Odom of Godim Litame, but maybe if a man himself touches this Mishkav that a boy will need that was on top of, or else is the God and each one separately, maybe they would become Tamei. How do you know to go so far to say that the Mishkav of the Bodil Nida only has a curse to make it into an Arishan Atama, that can Matama Uchla and a Mashkin and not a person? And this Gemara says, Omer Rabasi, Yitma, the first again says the word Yitma, which is Mashma, Tuma, Kala Mashma, that's what's Mashma. Yitma said that before by Yoni Shazam, by a Tachtonish, a Bodil Nida also says the word Yitma, that he only makes the Mishkav into a Arishan Atama and not into an Avatama. Now the Gemara says, why? Why don't I say like this? Let's say, Eimah, why don't I say, when the Pesach says, V'tehei Nida Salof, this boy in the Nida, the man that lives with the Nida, why don't I say, V'tehei Nida Salof is a klal, that's a general klal, that he has a tumor like a Nida. Then the Pesach says, V'chol HaMishkav is a prat. So I should have said, klal a prat, Eimachal HaMashav a prat. Then maybe that's all. Mishkav Moshevin, maybe this Berlin Nida only has Tumah to make a Mishkav Moshev, that's all. But Midachrin Alei, maybe he himself is not really Tameh. And if he touches another man, maybe he's not Matamah the other man. Maybe the loch of this Berlin Nida is only that he can make a Mishkav Tameh, but not that he makes another person Tameh if he touches. Or Mabai Abai says back, no. The Pasuk says, Yitmo Zayin Yom, it says that this Berlin Nida is Tameh for 7 days. So that's Mavsta Kinyan, that divides it up. And then later it says, Kol HaMishkav. If so, have a klal of prat ha-muchokim zem is there. Is that a klal here and a prat a few psukim later? And therefore, the klal is, V'chol klal of prat ha-muchokim zem is there. And don't make it a klal of prat. We don't make it for dross like a klal of prat. Yeah. So therefore, it's not a klal of prat. And therefore, we do dashna where we said that this burla nida has a tumma nida on him. So whatever he really touches, he's the tam of that person, of Kalim. Just as Mishkav, that's the Chiddush HaKor, his Mishkav only makes into a Rishon, not really into an Avat Tumah. That's the Chiddush of the Boiler Nida. That's all. Okay, turn over to anyone on the other side.